stuck them, I bet it would flow too.
It'd rub a shootout if you hit them in the right place.
Yeah. Now, would you make anything out of a head? Meat of the head or any of the rest of the hog?
Yeah, we had what they call they call it hog head cheese. In other words, you would cut up cook some of the parts of it, and that's the way my uncle does it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd cook our, in other words, you cut part of the legs, you know, the bones. They'd cook all that stuff up, and you get the meat off of it, and they'd bag it up and make what they call hog head cheese.
Oh. Well, what about meat that you had smoked and you would slice it real thin to eat with your eggs?
That was lonza, we called it. In Italian, they call it lonza. It's loin.
Lonza.
Yeah. See, you'd have loin. That's the bad part of pork, see. We kept the hams and the loin. We used to have sausage till it get dry. You'd hang it up in a meat house. We had a regular meat house, see, back of the house. It's still there.
Yeah.
And you'd hang the sausage up and let it dry. And in winter, the cold winter, dry weather, it'd just dry. And you eat it, you can eat it just like that.
Does your uncle still make?
Oh, yeah.
Does he sell any?
No.
Well, I was at, you know, somebody lives right across the lake from y'all, and they said something about having some sausage. Somebody still makes it. Yeah, I guess maybe someone still
makes it. We make it all the time. All the time. Buy the meat, the loin meat, see, and then cut it up. I mean, you buy pork butts, cut it all up, and then make sausage.
Well, the loins is what you
make your loin meat, what they call. They really, the American name for that is Canadian bacon.
Real thick kind of.
Yeah, it's about so round and be about this long. It's loin wrapped up, what it is.
Oh.
And it gets dry, see. And that's the same way we did with the ham. You hang the hams up, you clean them, put pepper and salt on them, and let them hang there for months.
Cut up the hams and have?
No, you don't cut it up. You leave it whole.
I see. And then the loins is just what you cut up, right?
That's right. You slice it. It's dry.
Well, listen, Joe, what about any parts of the entrails of the hog you might eat?
Well, you use part of the intestine to sack your sausage.
Mm-hmm.
You clean them, peel them.
Yeah. Would you ever eat the little part?
Chitlins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all eat chitlins?
We eat chitlins. The way my mother cooked it was red gravy. They had a special way of cooking it, see.
But it was good. Is your mom still alive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they don't cook no better than she does. She and my aunt. See, it's two of them living in the same house.
Okay, what sort of things do you remember your mother making with cornmeal? Tell me about that. All the sort of things you remember her making with cornmeal.
Well, what most of the cornmeal was with fried fish, and she made cornbread occasionally, but we didn't have too much cornbread. We made our own bread. Flour bread, see?
Yeah, okay. Tell
we
me.
Had a baker. In fact, we still got it.
You have a bakery?
A baker. It's an outside baker. It's just a little old brick pit.
Ah.
See? And you put wood fire in it. First, they make the dough in the house. They mix your bread dough, and then they let it set up and rise. They put yeast cake in it. And your loaf get big, and then you'd let this fire burn for hours. So when that bacon get it real hot, and then you'd clean it out,
yeah.
And we'd stick that bread in, and then you used to bake 9, 10, 15 loaves at a time.